Chinese scientists have landed a spacecraft on the dark side of the moon. It is a first. No craft has ever landed on the far side of the moon, and it's a sign of Chinese ambitions in space. Joining us to explain the lunar mission and this morning's accomplishments is Jim Head. He's a professor of planetary science at Brown University. Professor Head, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Are you celebrating? Is this a big deal this morning?
Absolutely a big deal. I've been up since midnight, and let me tell you that this is a really, really fundamental accomplishment by the Chinese Lunar Exploration Program. No one has ever landed on the far side, and plus they have a rover there as well.
So why? Why is this so significant?
Well, we've been exploring the moon for quite a while, and it's really the cornerstone to our understanding of the rest of the planets, including the Earth, because the early history is preserved there. And we really have a good view of, from the Apollo missions and lunar missions, et cetera, about the near side. But the far side, we know, is very different in so many different ways. And yet we haven't been able to land there because we don't have a communication ability. So this is a real accomplishment. The Chinese first placed a communication satellite into orbit around the moon, and then they sent this spacecraft, which had a lander and a rover. And using the communication satellite, they were able to land it on the far side of the moon, and really luna incognita.
I understand you helped define the location where the spacecraft should actually land. Why this particular spot, this particular crater?
Well, it's a very important area. The largest, oldest, huge impact basin on the moon is on the far side, the South Pole Aiken Basin. Within that is a crater called Von Karman, which is a sizable crater, tens of kilometers in diameter, and that penetrates down through the crust and probably into the mantle, the inner part of the moon. And so it should expose what those deep layers are. And we don't think we have samples of those. We don't think we know what those are. So the idea is that, you know, this is a great place to go. We've been trying to go there for several years, actually.
What specifically are you hoping to learn from those deep craters?
Well, the question is, you know, how is the interior of the moon made up? What is it composed of? All of these things are critically important. And basically, the far side of the moon is really luna incognita. We don't know in detail what's there, so any mission is going to be important. So when it lands and roves, we're going to learn all sorts of things on the near side. And plus, it's also radio silent over there, so people are thinking about astronomy from the far side in the future. So all of these things are going to be really important and new insights to our understanding of the moon.
I mean, science transcends nationalism in so many ways, but is there a part of you that's disappointed that the U.S. didn't make this happen first?
Well, you know, we thought about a far side landing in the Apollo program. It was just one of the studies, many studies we did. But, of course, it required a huge communication satellite, and it was very, very dangerous at that point in a way, you know, just risky. So I think, no, I'm very happy because, you know, it's like opening up new exploration endeavors. The Chinese Lunar Exploration Program is really amazing. They're going to be landing and returning samples from the moon in the Chang'e 5, the next lunar mission. And certainly they're going to be ending up sending humans to the surface of the moon, Chinese astronauts as well. So I think it's really important that you know, we are able to, you know, the moon's a big place, actually, and there's lots of things to do. And, you know, the results, I think, will be shared as we share our results. And so it's all good for science and understanding and basically coming back to an understanding of the formative years of Earth history as well.
Jim Head, professor of planetary science at Brown University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.